Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
By the way, those hoping for Erica to do our stinger, the Paracast, she's going to join, of course, Nick Redfern and Chris Rutkowski very soon. But she's talking about the hopes and dreams of disclosure that never seem to happen. I also think Tom DeLonge and the Two of the Stars Academy has kind of faded out. They made a big flourish, and I guess he realized that nobody wanted to finance that thing. I recall that Louis Elizondo, who had become a director or something for the Two of the Stars Academy, he went off on his own with his own website. But isn't Elizondo a one-hit wonder? What else does he have to say about UFOs? Oh, I may or may not have headed this department investigating UFOs in the Pentagon, but what did he tell us that we didn't know except for a few extra sightings?
Not a lot. Yeah.
Okay, this brings up kind of another subject, too, is that it's all gone the way of the UAP. Now, if we go back to sort of classical ufology in the era of, say, like Stan Friedman, who would say, I'm not talking about UFOs, I'm talking about flying saucers. And these are craft that are presumed to be extraterrestrial, or at least alien in some sense, in origin. Not simply some unidentified aerial, in quotes, phenomenon. Not something that's just in people's minds or some vague kind of swamp gas or maybe a new kind of bird or cloud or upper atmospheric lightning. We're talking about alien visitation. So do you think that this whole UAP thing confuses the issue? I mean, I do, obviously. Or do you think it helps to clarify the issue and take it out of that stigmatism, which is sort of what I think is an excuse, kind of, and you can see where I'm going with this, but what do you think, Erica?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I know that, you know, Ted Rowe, who's the executive director of NARCAP, I know that he was at a meeting back in Washington with Richard Haynes, and that Haynes coined the term, really, UAP, and got that kind of put out there, and it's kind of, you know, blossomed from there. So people are using that in hopes that it's going to lend more credibility to it. But I would say with the cast of characters that are pushing that, I'm not sure it's more credible. Do not know.
Well, we've got the SCU, and they changed theirs from, you know, the Scientific Coalition for Ufology to the Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies, thinking that this might do it. But then you've got luminaries like Jerome Clark, who, you know, just calls it silly. It's like, it's not fooling anyone. It's clouding the issue. A UFO and a UAP aren't really the same thing in either of the definitions. And, you know, really, who are we trying to kid?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but clearly the joke's taken off of most of the people in the film, I don't know.
Randall, UAP to me is trying to revisit the 50s, where Captain Ruppelt said, not flying saucers, UFO. Because flying saucers, it's silly, flying saucers, ha ha ha, UFO is serious. And then after 60 years of UFO, UFOs are silly. Let's raise my voice like helium. UFOs are silly. So therefore, we'll call them UAPs.
Yeah, and in an effort to make people think that it can be taken seriously or to take them seriously. And, okay, I'm just going to say it. I think that for all of the people in the history of ufology, going all the way back to people like Hynek and the UFO experience and Ruppelt and the Air Force investigators and the people who defined UFO in the beginning very well and is in all of the classified documents, along with UAPs some places. I think that to say we don't want to use UFO because that they are composed of a bunch of tinfoil hat-wearing crazy people is throwing a lot of it under the bus, a lot of serious work under the bus. And I think that's really disrespectful in a historical way to all of the work that people have done in ufology and who do take it seriously.
Maybe that's the point.
Maybe it's the point to do that. I mean, you know,
all that work under the bus. I mean, I don't think with, you know, because I've had, you know, both Ted and Haynes on my show multiple times and things. And I think that, you know, they did that for a reason because they were briefing people in the government and doing things and they wanted it to have more credibility and separate it from the tinfoil hat kind of stuff. But I totally get your point. And I mean, I call them UFOs. That's just me, but.
Right.
We still call them flying saucers.
Well.
Yes, there are. I mean, we've still got, you know, if we can go back to the Air Force regulations, where there are official definitions by the Air Force, by the military, for the word UFO. So it's not that it's something to be just thrown under the bus and as if it's, doesn't make any sense or that it's unscientific or there was no serious investigation of it. And I think to do so does it a tremendous disservice. And like, why not take the position if you want to go out there and make the field better instead of taking all of that history and just going, oh, well, that doesn't matter. We're going to call it what we want to call it so that we look like we're the serious ones and everyone else is just full of crap. Then I'm not sure that's the best way to do it. Why not take your expertise and go, no, that isn't crap. It is worthy of taking seriously and come on board with all the people who have spent such a long time trying to relay that message to the public. Instead of just saying, well, don't pay attention to them, pay attention to us, because we've got this new kind of slogan term. I mean, okay, I probably don't need to go on anymore.
No, but I hear what you're saying, and I think that, you know, it is, you know, I mean, the people that are now coming out and really using that term and trying to sound studious and professional, it's, I mean, how's that working for them?
I guess if it's working, you know,
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. It's just a, you know, but that's my own thing. I'm obviously a little cynical when it comes to some of these things and people involved. And,
you're finally getting there with the rest of us.
But you know something here, Erica? One thing that kind of interests me, we've mentioned it on the show a few times in our newsletter and last week with Chris Rutkowski, that former heads of the CIA, and you think they'd be in the know, are saying positive things about UFOs, UAPs, or whatever the heck they are, Ps. We have, of course, Woolsey and Brennan from the modern era of former CIA directors. We had Admiral Hillenkoetter, the first guy who worked with Major Keogh on NICAP. All saying the same thing. There's stuff going on here that needs to be investigated. Now,
and we believe people from the CIA would come
why would they even say it? Seriously. Of course we can't believe the CIA because they're spooks. They're here to mislead us. But why would Woolsey, why would Brennan, people who have serious reputations, get up there and say, this is something that needs to be investigated. Now, getting back to the 50s, the feeling was that because Major Keogh had so many ex-military people in NICAP, it was really some kind of front. But now, you know, what's the reason for these people to say anything like that? Now, maybe that guy in Israel who's involved with defense and everything, talking about a galactic federation. And the question I would ask him is, before you join the Galactic Federation, must you be Jewish?
Huh?
See, I qualify. Erica, Gene, and Randall, I don't know how we started this conversation. You're in.
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your reaction? Seriously, guys, not whether we can believe the CIA, but why would people who have distinguished careers and intelligence speak out like this?
For me, I think it's political. I think that there is an agenda. I think that, you know, potentially there could be some of the things that have been leaked or some of the things that are out there could potentially be our own things that we're testing, and somehow maybe they need to run a little defense on that. I also find it very, very interesting that a lot of the stuff that is coming out in the media is coming out on Fox News, and they, you know, kind of the more right-wing type of stuff where they are more prone to promoting some of the conspiracy theories, the QAnon stuff, and they're rolling that all into that kind of thing. And so that's my hesitation, and I think that there's always a motivation for why somebody would want to come forward. And even back in the NICAP days, I mean, you look at the people that were the founding members and involved in NICAP throughout, and these guys are all, you know, involved in psychological warfare. I mean, what more do you need to say?
There needs to be critical thought. Like, one of the people speaking positively about UFOs is former DNI John Ratcliffe. Now, Ratcliffe's a former congressman. He served during the Trump administration, but he also made a statement about 2020 election interference, saying that was mainly China and less so Russia and Iran. And that turned out to falsely present the findings of the intelligence community, which was Russia and Iran, and China maybe wanted to but didn't. So he lied about that, said making something into a political statement. But the question is here, why say something positive about UFOs? There's no flying saucer group of people that he has to adhere to. I mean, if you're going to want to cater or pander to voters, people interested in UFOs?
Yeah, because those are people that are supporting QAnon. I mean, that's all lumped in there with all of that whole thing. I mean, the reptilians and you know, I mean, all of that is a part of that. So, of course, you're going to play to that kind of conspiracy base.
The point being here, where does that leave the UFO field? That if it's catering to the same people who buy some pretty, pretty wacky conspiracy theories. I mean, there are some conspiracy theories that are worth talking about, like the Kennedy assassination, but QAnon and really nonsensical stuff. It really takes down the seriousness of UFO research a big notch.
Right.
That caters to some of the same people. That kind of constituency. Now, I do understand, based on a poll that was taken right after the 2012 election, showing that more of the people who supported Mitt Romney, the Republican, than Barack Obama, the Democrat, believed in UFOs. So maybe it is a right-wing belief system. I don't know. But that shouldn't separate us from the truth or falsity of UFOs.
No, it shouldn't, but it's such an important aspect, though, that we, I think, have turned a blind eye to, you know, for decade after decade. And I think, you know, as a result, you get people in the community that are going down these rabbit holes and supporting things like the Capitol insurgency and things like that that aren't or not getting vaccines or different things. I mean, that is embedded in the community, and that is such a danger. And I think, you know, we have to take a look at that and try to figure out why that is happening.
General tenor here is the government is involved in the conspiracy. It's a deep state conspiracy to keep us from getting the truth. So therefore, you can put UFOs in there, you can put the Kennedy assassination, you can put the secret space program, but then you can put a lot of these really, really wacky theories in there. So you have to weigh them. At the same point, you have people on both sides of the political aisle speaking seriously about UFOs. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton. And you consider both to be middle of the road to liberal, and they're also taking UFOs seriously.
You just made the point that I was waiting to get in and interject on there is that, well, let's suppose that Hillary had been in office and won the election. And then couldn't we just say the same thing about her? I mean, about what these other people are saying. Oh, well, that's all just because of the Democratic whatever part of the party and so on. I mean, we can say exactly the same thing. So, I'm not so sure that the argument really stands up that, it fits in with that ideology or that ideology or that ideology. It just becomes this sort of, political football kind of thing where yeah. whichever party's got it tends to be the one that gets slimed with it.
I don't know. I mean, for me, having the archives that I do and looking back at history and looking back at the, anti-communist, the Nazi-loving people who were getting the email list from NICAP and some of the, when you start looking at all of the things that are taking place in that political lens, it is very interesting and it does certainly lean in a direction, and it is something that if we wanted to have this taken seriously, that we need to acknowledge and try to shine a spotlight on that and then try to regroup, because this is, unfortunately it is part of the community, and that's not necessarily good for the subject.
The Paracast, for example, gets attacked. Well, you're being too political. Stop the politics. Stop the left-wing politics, the politics du jour. But the problem is here, as soon as you talk about disclosure, as soon as you talk about government investigations about UFOs, as soon as you talk about political figures speaking about UFOs one way or the other, and even Trump said positive things about it, I think that's non-political.
Politics is in everything. You can't avoid it. The politics of ufology is very deep. Look at Dolan, in his work on the national security state. You can write volumes about it, and volumes have been written about it. So it's not something that can necessarily just be overlooked. I mean, yes, the Paracast deals with other things as well, other areas of the paranormal besides UFOs. But when you get into UFOs, it's heavy. There's a lot of it in there.
Absolutely. And you can't, it would be great to cherry pick stuff, and maybe we should, but we can't, because this is real serious. And this has been a long time with this type of stuff taking place. And there are political, and we can't say that, it's like, how can we say that there's a political figure who is aligned with a specific party or person who is coming out with something? How can we not say maybe there is something that is we need to look at in a larger picture?
We've got more to come, and we'll have Erica back on after the Paracast, because we are just in the middle of a conversation that won't end very quickly. But we've got Gene and we've got Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last 7 days, with the largest outbreak happening in Michigan. The state is averaging nearly 7,000 new cases daily over the last week, and on Friday the state recorded nearly 9,000 new cases, the second highest single day since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Joel Fishbane is an infectious disease expert in Michigan, and he tells CNN that the main difference between the first surge and the latest is the age of the patients being hospitalized.
We don't have as many patients in the ICU, and we certainly don't have as many on the ventilators, which is good, but you still have young, relatively healthy adults, never been sick in their life, now are coming in needing oxygen. So it's a little scary for them, you know, scary for us.
This is USA Radio News. The first super typhoon of the year has formed in the western Pacific basin as Surigay. Wendy King reports.
Officials say Surigay had average sustained wind speeds of 115 miles per hour, and gusts have gone up to 161 miles per hour. According to officials, with this level of strengthening, Surigay became the first tropical system of the year to reach super typhoon status. Meteorologists say conditions will be favorable for further strengthening and that satellites showed a clear eye in the storm. Heavy rain is expected in the Philippines, along with possible flash flooding and threats for mudslides. Meteorologists say the storm could threaten or brush against the eastern Philippines sometime later this weekend or early next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The storm has intensified into the equivalent of a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane, with maximum sustained winds of 190 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I just wonder here, Randall, the next time that Erica says the Paracast, you throw the echo around it.
Well, you have to get your own echo mic for that. I mean, they're $2 at the dollar store. And
dang.
That's, you know, Canadian dollars. Is that Canadian dollars?
Of course, it would be, yes. And you know, well worth the investment.
Of course, that's worth, what, about 25 cents U.S.?
Yeah, something like that.
Remember, too, when we talk about the political agendas of former heads of the CIA, Brennan served under Democratic presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make him a liberal? I mean, if anything, I'd say Trump prevented him from getting government briefings on intelligence. So that's, we would say, right. the left wing. Helen Carter, I thought, would be more of a right wing kind of guy. The first CIA head. So, again, we're seeing people on both sides of the political spectrum with somewhat of an emphasis, to be sure, on conservative media, like Fox News has more UFO stuff than, say, CNN or MSNBC, whereas the New York Times and the Washington Post, both of which have run serious UFO articles, are considered wrongly or rightly part of the liberal media. So I think you find people on both sides of the aisle jumping into this, but specifically, the Pentagon UAP task force is supposed to have a report based on that defense appropriations bill of late 2020, sometime in June. I suspect what's going to happen is you're going to get either two or three things. One, they'll say we're still working on it. Number two, they will say something very generic with a paragraph or two. Number three, they'll do nothing. And if they do nothing, who's going to stop them and who's going to force them to do something?
You're right. Wow.
Well, let's kick this up here a notch, because, Gene, I think that you did make a good point, or at least the intent of the point was really good, in that the subject itself, and I'll just phrase it this way, I think it transcends politics. Yes, politics is a part of the picture, but when we were talking about this in the first part of the show, where people who have had firsthand experiences, it doesn't matter what the politics are when that happens. It's something that takes you out and beyond that. You've got to know that the people in government who have had those experiences, and they must be out there, the ones who are, especially in the military, who have had firsthand experience watching these things on their screens, hearing the reports of the pilots who have seen them, these are all people that are part of this larger family, as I call it, within our society. They're spread around in our society at all levels. And when it comes to those experiences, the politics don't matter, really, on that level. Yes, it matters in terms of disclosure and everything else, but we already know. We don't need the government to tell us they're real. So why does it really matter when there's so many of us out here who already know?
It shouldn't, and that's the whole point. We shouldn't be looking to the government for the answers to this. These are personal experiences, and you know, I think that that's what we need to focus on, is empowering ourselves and the people that have had them, and not looking to others for answers to things that we should be doing soul searching on and figuring out ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's a validation thing, isn't it? It's like, listen, this is something that is really powerful that happened to me, that I know. I now have a worldview that includes knowing on no uncertain terms that we're not alone in the universe, that alien visitation is a reality. People naturally want other people's validation when they have that sort of a transcending experience. And if they don't get it, then they feel that they're somewhat alone, that they've been separated out of the rest of the society because of that. And I don't know about yourself, Erica, but I do feel like when I'm around people that don't see it this way, that I'm surprised at just how glib they can be about it. I've had conversations where, well, you know, why should it matter to me? You know, my golf game is more important. And literally, unless one of these things came down on the green when they were getting ready to take their drive, they couldn't care less. It means nothing to them.
Well, we're definitely in a unique topic, you know, and you're right. It's. I remember being at a grocery store and watching two mothers talk about their kids' soccer game, and you know, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm so different, you know, but we are in a minority, and I think that, you know, the one thing that I've really kind of come to learn is that, you know, each of us has a unique experience, and we should hold that in a sacred space. We should, you know, not look for validation and do, you know, like I said, that soul searching to figure out what it means to you without looking for boxes to put things in. Because at the end of the day, I don't know, you know, if some of the experiences I've had, I don't know if it was Grandma Moses coming back from the dead. I don't know if it was, you know, E.T. I don't know. But they were different, and they have meaning for me. And so, you know, I don't want to pollute that with the other stuff coming in. And I think that's a really important thing. As much as we need validation, we have to realize you're not going to get it, or you'll just get more confused. And you know, there are definitely potentials to go off. You know, if you get involved with certain groups of people, you're going to go off and be in an environment where you're potentially being immersed in a cult like thing. And some of these things are, or you're, you know, potentially vulnerable because you've had such a traumatic experience or a life-changing experience. And then you meet some of these people, and then you really have serious psychological issues. And so, I mean, I just think holding that to yourself and, you know, maybe sharing with a few friends and, you know, maybe writing, journaling about your experience and things like that. I just think that's a safer way to do it. You know, we definitely know that reporting things to different organizations could end up not being the best, especially when people are buying your data and doing Lord knows what with it. But, you know, those are my thoughts.
Those are good thoughts. But at the same time, as a radio host and a researcher and a person who has probably talked to a number of witnesses yourself, you must also recognize that when you come across someone else who's had one of these experiences, because you are able to relate to them and because you've had them yourself, they will open up to you. And there's a feeling of safety in being able to discuss experiences with another person who gets it.
Yeah, I mean, there absolutely is. And I've been just amazed at some of the things that the people I've talked to who've had these experiences. And it's incredible. My point is that, you know, the fear that because we have a lot of people in the subject who proclaim to be, you know, investigators or abduction specialists or, you know, all of these things, and that they're going to, that people aren't, they're not skilled in dealing with people that have gone through this. And so that's my concern. We just have to be careful, I think, of who we trust and what the motivations are. And if somebody is coming right out and saying, you know, hey, I believe that this is ET and that there are, you know, beings here, that you might want to step back and maybe find somebody to talk with about it who doesn't necessarily jump to that.
Let's do some jumping right now, and then we'll be back with another segment with Erica, Jean, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, the thing about being a UFO investigator, whether or not you have taken the online course, bought the MUFON Field Investigator's Manual or not, you can't just get a license with your state. Licensed UFO investigator. You can hang out the shingle, Gene Steinberg, UFO investigator and general crackpot. You know, there's no license to be a crackpot. There's no license to be a UFO investigator. There's no license to be a Fortean guru. I mean, there isn't any way to certify that. So anybody with a loud enough voice could see a report in the news media, oh, a UFO, or see something on television and call the local station or news outlet and say, hey, I am the UFO expert of the century. I'll tell you what's going on. No one could stop them. Who's going to say, oh, this person doesn't know his from his, you know what?
Right. And that should be concerning. I mean, there are no standards. It's just the Wild West. That's what makes it, I think, a little more concerning. Like I said, when you're dealing with people who have had profound experiences, want to have somebody that has a good handle on how to deal with that and move somebody through. I don't have that training, but at least I'm smart enough to understand that I'm not going to go the route of feeding people my own beliefs with this type of stuff. It's interesting, and we need to be cautious.
Okay. And maybe that's why people might feel safer talking with you as well, because you like to take that more cautious approach, that less judgmental approach, which I think is really important. At the same time, I think there's a difference between judging and being judgmental. One is being analytical. Another is being pejorative. And I think we need to maximize the former and minimize the latter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure it's a bad thing to get into belief. I say unabashedly that I believe alien visitation is a reality. I believe that what I saw represented some kind of technology beyond whatever we've got here. I don't know necessarily where it's from, whether it's was from another star system or another universe, for example, or some, you know, undiscovered civilization under the ocean. I can't tell you. It's just alien to our civilization, and they're here. I absolutely believe it. And I think the word belief has been kind of demonized in a way to make people think that if you use the word belief, then you don't have sufficient reason to think what you believe. And really, it's the other way around, because proof really is just evidence that's sufficient enough to justify belief in a claim. Now, for some people, that evidence maybe consists of some number of things, and for others, it needs to be more rigorous, and that's fine. But belief in and of itself isn't a bad thing.
No, I definitely hear what you're saying, and belief isn't a bad thing, but belief is a bad thing when you're believing in things that aren't
true. And now we're back to true.
Yeah.
and just isn't that really where almost everything in the world stems from?
If we
don't have a grasp on that, then we really don't have a grasp on much of anything. Just going, wonderful conversation. We should continue with that a little more, but I want to back up a little bit here and go back to one of my questions. When we were talking about, you know, UAP versus UFO and so on, one of the things I ran across is that you were, and I'm not sure if you still are, reportedly the communications director for the International Association of UAP researchers. What is or was that? And tell us a bit about that.
You know what? That was back in a few years back. Ted Rowe was trying to start kind of a new organization. And we tried. We had very interesting things take place, and then kind of realized that this was, I did not have the time to fully commit. And there were lots of other things. It's just a big thing to chew. To take off and things, and so that didn't happen. But Ted has been again very active with NARCAP and has got several projects going on. So we gave it a try. There were lots of things going on, and that didn't take off. So, which is unfortunate, because I think it would have been very, very cool. But again, there's only so much time in a day.
Yeah. The thing I'm interested in here, too, we've been talking like sometimes about UFO detection projects such as Chris O'Brien, and he's getting some success with the UFO data people, that we have these things going on. We had a few years ago somebody trying to set up a UFO detection system with a low-orbit satellite, and that seemed to have gone nowhere. They just sort of vanished from the haze. They had, I guess, almost enough money to do it. Everything stalled out. We had the person on the show, and he disappeared. The question I have, of course, whenever we talk about UFO detection systems, is if there is intelligent control of UFOs, and they see we've got these detection systems, wouldn't they ideally, from their point of view, just stay away?
I think there are lots of questions about it. I mean, why would we assume that we would be able to detect them by our means? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But they do have a lot of different instrumentation over in Norway. Again, I'll go back to that. And they have picked up quite a few things over the years. So I don't know.
If UFOs are alien visitors, the motivations make no sense from any logical standpoint. I mean, if they're keeping tabs on us, they don't have to be seen. At all. If they're abducting us, they can do it in a way that they're not really detected. They're not causing PTSD on the part of abductees who undergo horrible experiences being subjected to painful experimentation with primitive instruments.
Mm-hmm.
None of this passes the logic test as much as there is a reality behind the phenomenon.
Right.
I'd hope you'd say more, Erica.
No, I think I just got to the point where two cups of coffee was not enough this morning.
Well, we're going to put you through another 35 minutes of After the Paracast. Then you'll be wishing for something a lot more strenuous and a lot more potent than coffee. Things that we can't discuss on the air.
Oh.
Well, that's right. You're a rock singer, so there's nothing that you don't know about.
Well, that's true. Back in the olden days, before the dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Yes, I remember those well, just like yesterday. I roamed through Jurassic Park, and I realized the guy from Babylon 5, his name wasn't Jurassic, it was Jurassic.
Oh.
You know, Peter Jurassic, who played on Babylon 5?
The Londo. Londo Malari.
He says he had no model on which to base that accent. He was just saying, make it up. And he said, since I'm the first one to do it, this is it. Nobody else spoke like that. Erica Lukes, tell our listeners quickly where they can find more of your stuff.
They can find me at UFOClassified.com. I do my show on Spreaker every Friday night at 7 Eastern Time. And also you can go to ericalukes.com. So those are the three places you can find me.
I want you to put up some of your music. We really want to hear it. Okay. Erica will be back on After the Paracast. So she's not going away. We're not letting her. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. What else? Look for us on Facebook. And look for the Paracast.shop. I was joking about this before with MUFON's rather lame online store, which doesn't seem to work very well. Ours is working pretty well. Four different logos. All sorts of Paracast merchandise. Throw pillows. We've got a dog bed in any of four different colors. I think I might try one of those for Teddy Bear. The Paracast.shop, the Paracast.shop. After the Paracast is part of the Paracast Plus, where we offer you the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. We don't either. It makes it fun. And we give you a version of this show free of the network ads. And also a free coupon code for the phenomenon, the James Fox movie, and 3 hours of extra stuff. Only a few of those coupons left for a 5-year or a lifetime subscription. And we're going to be around for a while. The Paracast is now in its 16th year. Go to theparacast.plus for more information. Theparacast.plus. Erica Lukes, is always a blast to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
It was fun.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.